Mindy Carson.
Here, Sergeant.
Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey.
Here, Sergeant.
All present and accounted for, so let's go to town. Sergeant Jim Collins, hanging out the welcome sign here at the Armory again. The SRO sign is out, too, because a lot of your friends and neighbors and the National Guard have congregated here for the big show. It should be a dandy, too, because there's just barely listening room for all the folks who want to hear our singing star of the month, Miss Mindy Carson.
Hi, Sergeant. Being here in the Armory with you and your buddies always is a big experience for me.
Well, it's big for us, too, Mindy. It's a big dancing night for everybody because our National Guard Band of the Month is led by Tommy Dorsey.
Greetings, Sarge. It's always great to be here.
And his brother, Jimmy Dorsey.
Greetings, Sarge. It's always... Say, he always says just what I was going to say.
Well, both you distinguished gents speak best with music, so let's get along to the Dorsey version of Manhattan, featuring Mr. J. Dorsey's eloquent sax. Fine Dorsey-type music, gentlemen. We'll expect more of it soon.
Is it okay if the boys take five, Sarge?
Well, a very short five, T.D., while I talk about the National Guard's Take Six plan.
I could use an explanation of this numbers game of yours, Sarge.
Well, it's simple, Jimmy. Just listen. A young man between 17 and 18 and a half who's faced with a military obligation will be wise to look into the plan. Here's how it works. Join the National Guard. Then, if you wish, sign up for 6 months of active duty training, which may be deferred until you finish high school, or until age 20, whichever occurs first. After you finish the 6 months of active duty training, you rejoin your local guard unit to complete your military obligation. And, of course, you continue your education or career plans with minimum interruption. For complete details, stop in at your local National Guard Armory.
It's no wonder so many of everybody's friends and neighbors are saying you get a good deal in the Guard.
That's right, Jimmy. And right now, there's a definite popular movement on foot here in the Armory to have a song or two from Mindy Carson. How about it, Miss C?
You know how I feel about the guard sergeant. Just like it says here in the song.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush.
There's a whole armory full of guardsmen and their friends that just won't settle for only one Carson number, Mindy.
Would, I can't get him off of my mind go well here?
You bet it would. A downbeat, Mr. Dorsey, if you please.
Your Honor, Your Honor, do you remember me? Well, I was here last week, and you gave me my final degree. Your Honor, I was so wrong, 'cause without that man, I just can't get along. It's like this, Your Honor, I got him off my hands. Now that he's off my hands, can't get him off of my mind. Look at me, Your Honor, I'm a wreck, I ain't slept in a week. I'm up with the shadows, playing hide-and-seek. I never knew that I knew what it was to cry. But now, now I'm the cry in the sky. Nobody knows how my poor heart aches. I guess I'm paying for my mistake. I got him off my hands. Now that he's off my hands, can't get him off of my mind. Your Honor, Your Honor, I appeal to you. I gotta have that man back, Your Honor. Is there something you can do? I never knew that I knew what it was to cry. But now, now I'm the cry in a sky.
It's a cinch that no one around here will be able to get Mindy off his mind.
Well, Sergeant, what I can't really get off my mind is the number of Air Guardsmen I see around with service ribbons on their uniforms. What's the explanation?
Oh, another easy one. The quickest, easiest way for a veteran who's interested in a career in aviation to accomplish his goal is to join the Air National Guard. First of all, men, when you join the Air National Guard, you have an opportunity to get back in the grade you held when you were discharged. Second, and even more important, you get valuable training in radar, radio, mechanics, every phase of aviation. Valuable skills that'll pay you to keep up. Skills that'll help advance you in your civilian job. And naturally, this is the ideal way to build up a solid retirement fund.
Those few extra hours you spend each week in Air Guard training will really pay dividends for years to come.
For all the details, stop by your local Air National Guard headquarters. Find out how you can build a future through the Air National Guard. With Tommy Dorsey leading the way, this is the Dorsey reading of There Are Such Things. To shoo everybody out and lock up the armory. But we'll want to shoo you right back in again next week, same time, when my buddies and I and the National Guard invite you for another session here in the armory with our singing star of the month, Mindy Carson.
Like I always say, Sarge, the Guard can always count on Carson.
That's always good to hear. And there'll be music by our National Guard Band of the Month, presided over by Mr. Thomas Dorsey.
If the doors open next week, Sarge, we'll find our way in.
And Mr. James Dorsey.
I wouldn't miss fun like this, Sarge.
See, there's good news all around for next week. The best news we could have is word that you'll all be able to make it, too. Meet you right here in the armory next week, usual time. I'm Sergeant Jim Collins, passing out the invitations on behalf of my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who keep America strong by keeping their guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you.
This is Sergeant Jim Collins suggesting you listen now for news of your local National Guard unit.